Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with our good friend, John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, good not morning. A whole heck of a lot. Yep. Just going to go into the office today. No fishing for a little while. I had put my boat in shop and nothing wrong with it, just, you know, checking everything out, and getting the lower unit oil changed and, fuel filter and hook it up to the old laptop, see what's perking in there.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that cool? I can just plug them in now and diagnose them with the laptop.
I'm telling you. Yeah. It's amazing, you know, that technology these days, they can do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it, you know, it saves you in the long run. I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and we were talking about fishing rods, and, you know, I said, well, I was telling him I'm going through all my rods. You know, I took everything out of my boat when I took it in because I told him I'm not in no hurry, you know, just, hey, whenever you get a chance, fix it. And he said he would. But, my rods, I run a Q-tip through all the eyes. And, you know, I got a couple rods that, you know, I've broken an eye off. And,
yeah,
you know, so the little inserts on, I got a couple rods that still have the inserts. And, you know, they'll pop out and you got to check all that stuff because if you don't, you know, you start fishing and you hook up a fish and it breaks off and you go, what happened? Well, you know, it could be, you know, a simple little $4 or $5 eye on your rod, you know.
Yeah, that porcelain in there, that insert, you know, and thank God for titanium recoil guides. I don't even know how many. I might have a few rods laying around that have the, you know, the old time guides on them, but man, that these new titanium recoil guides are the way to go. You don't have to worry about that insert cracking and fraying your line and all that junk, man.
Yeah. Well, this guy's kind of getting into the fishing end of it, and he does a little bit of salt water and a little bit of fresh water, and he's just, you know, trying to gain some knowledge, and that's what I was telling him. I said, man, you know, just go fishing. You know, it's kind of like with a lot of stuff in life, you know, you got to just go out there and do it. You know, you can teach and help with some of the basics, but, you know, you just got to go throw your line in the water.
That's how you develop the skill set. You know, it's like anything else you do. Repetition and practice, all that, it makes you better.
Yeah, it does. So that's how I learned. But You know, everything's pretty good. The lake looks good. They had that high school tournament out there last weekend.
How'd that go?
I heard it was awesome, Mickey. I know a buddy of mine had two high school kids, and they had three fish, and they finished 45th. So, you know, I mean, I heard there was a big seven, a couple sixes, you know, weighed in. I think it was close to 18 pounds, you know, one. And then it, you know, went down from there, but, you know, there was a lot of fish caught. I haven't actually looked up all the results. I just looked at two or three, you know, the teams that I know, and, you know, heck, they caught them. You know, I love to see that, Mickey. I mean, you know, high school kids getting out there and catching those fish and having a good time, and, you know, it gets them some scholarship money, and, you know, it's, heck, you might see some of these kiddos on TV one day on a fishing show. So, you know.
You never know.
That's even better. That's exactly. Even better. Yeah, you got to do something in life, you know, and fishing's not a bad way to go these days. You know, you get a hold of the right sponsor and the right, you know, the right deal, and, you know, you can move right on up the chain.
But, yes, you can.
Yep. But no, it's all good. I hadn't heard much on the crappie fishing. They're still, my buddy's still catching catfish, but, you know, that's, you know, he chases them noodles around. Like I've always said, you know, they're still out there catching them. He did tell me they had to go a little bit deeper, you know. And when I say deeper, you know, they usually fish in that 6 to 8, you know, foot of water. They're now down into 10, 12 foot, you know, because can't get them noodles right on the bottom. You know, you got to let them float around, move around a little bit. But, you know, they're catching some decent catfish out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're catching, you know, the 2-pounders, 2.5-pounders that are perfect fillet fish.
Right.
You know, for eating. But, still using, they're just using some chicken liver and then chicken, but they wrap a little sewing thread, you know, around it to hold that chicken liver on there a little bit better. And you're not, you know, if you use chicken liver on a rod and reel, you're throwing it, you know, so it had the tendency to come off. But they're just easing it over into the water, you know, out of the boat with those noodles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it stays on there pretty good. But all in all, though, everything's looking pretty good. I did go by. We had a meeting last night, and I went by the lake, and, you know, the water looked good. You know, I don't know what the water temp is, but, you know, the water looked good. So, I don't know. I'll get my boat back and I'll run out there. We're still, you know, hunting a little bit. So we've killed a couple, and granddaughter got another one last weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how your deer hunt went last weekend.
Yeah, you know, Mickey, it's a little story. I think we got enough time, but we went and sat. Me and my granddaughter went and sat, and you know, we had a couple good deer coming in, and you know, we had a 4-point, a 6-point. They weren't, you know, shooters. They came in and ate, and then, you know, heck, it got a little bit up in the morning, about 8 o'clock, and had a spike come out. Well, it was a little 3-point, but one of them was broke off. But anyhow, it had big, long spikes on it, and I asked her, I said, well, you know, you want to shoot it as your call? And she said, no, that's all right. You know, we'll wait for the big one. And we waited, and that deer ate and left, and then it circled around, I guess, and came back in. And she said, well, that deer just wants to die. I go, well,
That deer
screwed one way
up.
To do it. So she shot it and killed it, and we had pulled the trail camera cards after we went down there and got the meat, and I mean the deer and all that. And so we go back to the camp, clean it, and quarter it up, and ice it down. And I said, well, let's just jump on the four-wheeler and run back there and put the card in. So we jump on the four-wheeler, and we go back there. And you know what's standing in the feed pen?
Uh-oh.
Big eight. Yeah. Mickey, we didn't even bring a gun with us because we figured we were going to ride. I know. It was, I was sad for her, you know, because, you know, we went back down there and I said, well, we're going to ride the four-wheeler all the way to the feeder. So, you know, they're going to hear us. You know, that deer, we stopped. It was about right at 100 yards. And we stopped the four-wheeler and just looked at it. And we did have binoculars and just looked at it and looked at it. And it's just staring at us, you know. But, you know, did not have a gun.
Man.
But that's the way it goes. So, yeah, she said she wanted a break this weekend. We've been hitting it a couple weekends pretty hard, so. I guess we'll stick around the house. I might run up just to check everything, feed the cows and, you know, that stuff. So, but I don't know yet. But, yeah, that was one of those dumb moments, you know. Don't ever go out there and not have your gun with you. You know, anything can happen. But,
yeah, it pays to tote it with you, man.
Yeah, And I know better. It's just, you know, it was getting up 10:30 and, you know, so. But when we did look at the trail camera pictures, I mean, we still had a couple good shooters coming in, and that was one of the deer that came in.
He'll be back.
Oh, yeah, he's not going nowhere. So, yeah, he'll be there. And then, you know. So, but at least we got some more meat. We got a couple deer and, you know, in fact, I'm going to go pick the meat up today. So we got a couple deer. They, you know, got it ready already. So go pick it up and maybe cook up some tonight.
So how about
that'll
that?
Be even better. Cook
fresh
up some back strap.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be good. But, yeah, she wanted some jerky made out of hers too. So we got a little jerky made and try that. And so it's all good. We just, you know, got to get back into fishing a little bit too. I heard y'all talking about Fayette a little bit a minute ago. And, you know, I hadn't been in a month, I guess, up to Fayette. So that'll be a good little trip. We're not far away. We're 30, 45 minutes away from Fayette. So might haul the boat up around the holidays, you know, there at Thanksgiving and park it in the barn and go hunt and then go fish or go fish and then go hunt. So, you know, best of both worlds.
Well, there'll be a lot of people at the deer lease come Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it will. Not, you know, it'll be a lot of people, you know, everywhere. We got some good diehard fishermen, though, that, you know, in our meeting last night, there were some guys talking about, you know, they've been out, you know, in Lake Houston and catching a few fish. And, you know, so it's, you know, don't think just because it's wintertime you're not going to catch a bass. You know, they got to eat so you can go out there and still catch them. I mean, some of the best fishing I've done over the years, you know, it's been in December and January, you know, you got to pack a little patience and bundle up sometimes, but heck, I don't know if we're really actually going to get any serious cold weather. So we'll have to wait.
Just depends on which forecast or whatever you believe in. Some are saying a warm, dry winter, and some are saying a wet winter and cold, so who knows?
Yeah, you get these little fronts coming in, but, I mean, you know, when you're talking, I think what did it get? It got down into the, I think I saw 39, and that was the coldest here last week, you know,
yeah,
that it got down to. So it wasn't nothing. You know, a little hoodie, and that's it. So,
yeah.
Yep.
All right, John. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number. They can reach you.
Sure, yeah. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. And we're gearing up for the Bass Club for next year out at Lake Houston, so they can check us out there, Lake
all
Houston
right,
Anglers. So, all right.
Sounds good, man.
We'll
have a good weekend, John.
Week.
Later, man.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
The Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing. It's available on fresh ground beef and their pecan smoked sausage, and they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. So order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. That's an 11 to 13 pound average weight. It makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. Pecan smoked to perfection. And their wild game processing facility. Check out their new sausage recipe that's available. You got to try it. It's really good. And their deer tamales and venison hot dogs, your family will enjoy those as well. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now and check in with Mr. Dave Fremont, Texas City Dyke, Boyd's One Stop, all that good stuff. Morning, Dave. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Well, how
nice and quiet.
Yeah, it is. Sounds quiet.
I'm doing just fine. Doing good. Right. Not going to complain about much. I've been listening to the show, and I think I missed the first caller. I try to catch it early, and as I'm making my way down here to the dike, and because sometimes I'll start spouting off something to you, and like it's the latest and the greatest, and y'all had been talking about it for 20 minutes before I come on, you know. and then I'm telling my version is totally different from what probably really happened, but. I was listening to you talking about the trolling motor and how something like that can happen really easy and quick, and it can turn a good day into a bad one.
It can.
We had an awful time this last earlier in the week. Had that terrible mishap here on the end of the dike.
And I saw that in that hard cold front. And where was that at? Was that out at the last ramp at the end?
Right where I'm sitting right now, Mickey, and it's the ramp has an old bulkhead, an iron steel bulkhead around it.
Yeah,
been there for years, and it's all
it's
all rusted up, and you know it does kind of what it's supposed to do, but that can be a treacherous spot, especially when you've got a norther blowing in, and when it does, and you couple that with ship activity that'll suck that water in and out of the suck it out and then come back crashing, you know. Well, anyway, it was just terrible. With a couple of youngsters was out there. I think the boy that drowned was 12 years old, and his buddy or kinfolk that was out there with him, I'm guessing this, but I'm thinking they were on the beachfront. I'm sure that's where they were. But the water was just a mess, Mickey. That wind was howling, and they got caught up in it somehow. So somebody called 911, and out comes a rescue crew, and they launched their skiff. There were six guys on that skiff, rescue guys, and they were out there doing what they thought they needed to do. And, Mickey, they got up, that wind and everything blew them up against that iron bulkhead, flipped that boat, knocked all six of them out into the water. A couple of them, well, heck, all six of them went to the hospital. The boy died, and I never heard about what happened to the second youngster. I guess he got out okay. I hope so anyway. I hadn't heard, but just like that, it goes from bad to terrible. Two of the guys, the last I heard, the emergency responders that came out of the boat were still in the hospital, and the other four, I think they got out pretty quick, but it was a terrible thing. They lost the boat, and I'm just sick about the young boy, 12-year-old boy. They're out there just having a good time, enjoying.
What'd they have, like one of those big Zodiacs or something?
You know, I don't know the deer. It was a pretty good size, but not awful big enough to have six grown men on it and their gear and everything. But
that wind and waves, man, that side of the Texas City Dyke's the last place you want to be on a hard norther. Last place.
It's people need to come out here. On a day like that, don't bring a boat or anything, but come out here and park and watch and just look at how bad it can be. And it's just, and I hate to harp on it, but Mickey, people lose their lives out here every year. Of course, you can say that about anywhere. And, you know, take about, all right, well, look how many people die on the highway every day. But we know all about that, too. Our run here on I-45 is one of the deadliest with all this construction and people driving 100 mile an hour, but I'm talking about recreational folks coming out to have a good time, and something like this can happen. But gosh, Mickey, I used to do some of the craziest things, and I would bet money that Mickey did too, you know, when we were 12-13 years old. We did
well, and when you're that age, you really don't have a grasp on undertows and ship swells and ship, you know, when those ships come by, when you put the current from the ships involved with the current from the norther, the water's leaving the bay at a rapid pace. I mean, you become overwhelmed in that. You're not going to swim and fight that current. You can't, you have to go with it or die. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
As cool as the water is, I don't know why those boys were in the water.
I don't know.
Fishing or what?
I don't know. They see, that's the thing. The news only reports some of the high points of things. They don't really dig into it and stuff. They got too much other internet stuff to deal with. But it was enough of it posted, and there was an unbelievable amount of emergency people that ended up showing up out here. It was terrible. Bottom line is the young boys no longer with us, and they were out there having a whatever they were doing. Well, see, that little low spot, that yeah. cove right there, Mickey, it's unbelievable in terms of this time of year. Like this morning, the wind is light, the water looks nice, and you can come out here and park here along this ramp, and you can walk over to the beach. Heck, you can even drive up to the beach and sit there and watch these container ships when they're coming towards going out in the open water. A loaded up one from the Houston Ship Channel, when they come by, a few minutes after they pass, that water gets sucked out. I mean, it yes. pulls that water out on that beachfront, right where that area is where them boys got in trouble yeah. and those guys got flipped out of the boat. And you can watch, and those flounder, when they're in, depending on the tide, when they're eating, they'll be flopping. You can look down the beachfront and see those flounder just flopping in the sand, waiting on that water to return. It's the craziest thing. It's really cool. But I'm not going to tell you what people can do with gigs and nets when that's going on, but that was back in the day. But I wouldn't even be surprised if those youngsters might have been involved in that. They might have run out there. I'm just thinking stuff because we did it. And then when that water comes back in, it can, most of the time it's just like the good old beach wave. But when that water's going out, it'll suck you right on out into that deeper water.
Pull your feet right out from under you, man. I mean, it's treacherous.
Well, as all of us, my thoughts are with the family on that little youngster, yeah. and we hear about it. It seems like it's been a tough year for losing some fishing acquaintances and friends, and then this little youngster boy here. But it all comes back to listen to these stories and listen to what's going on. And like you talking about I didn't think too much about the trolling motor playing a part of knocking you out of the boat. Or scaring the heck out of you and almost doing it. But when you're riding in these skiffs nowadays and there's not too many grab handles and stuff, it don't take a lot to, especially a big old chunky boy like me, man. And once that weight gets moving one direction, I can't stop it. Yeah.
There's no turning back. You got to go with that weight.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I hate to go all into that, but it's been on my mind. It's bothered me all week about this youngster here. Everybody needs to, man, be careful, especially in this cold water. Of course, I'm looking at 70 degrees out here. It's going to be all up in the near 90, and this water temperature is not near as cold as it can be and has been this time of year, but it can still be deadly. It's just doesn't take long if it gets down in there. But anyway, not much to report on what's going on, except I'll tell you once again, beautiful conditions this morning. It's going to be a good day. A lot of flounder are being caught and released. A couple of fellas that I know posting their catch-up. They've just been going around up and down the rocks. When the water's like this and the winds are light, you can get down along these rocks carefully, especially over around like where we talked about, and you can actually see these flounder in the water right around the edge of the very end of the dike along the granite rocks. You can sit down there and on the flat rocks that are even with the water, and as the water comes up and down, you can see flounder that'll actually swim right up on those granite rocks waiting on a mudfish or a mullet or whatever it is to swim by. But it's kind of cool. So you don't always have to catch them. You can enjoy what's going on with nature around here.
Yeah,
even
might as well
on the
look
Texas
at them right
diet.
Now because you can't cook them and eat them right now. So.
No, sir. That's an expensive table fare, I'll call it. Yeah. But anyway, Boyd's One Stop, man. I love that place. I went through there, and they got plenty of live shrimp and nice-looking finger mullet. So they got good live bait for the fishermen and all the other stuff, the tackle and all that goodies. So folks are chomping at the bit to help the folks out, so I hope they do. Mickey, Jason's still bringing crawfish in. I had put a little old ad out last night. He says, hey, we're going to have crawfish for both locations. It's pricey, of course, but what's happening is that enough people will contact him that he just wants to keep things going. He just wants to keep things, you know, keep if he can get crawfish. That's what we're doing.
Man.
his middle name is Crawfish. He just
he loves unreal. Him crawfish, doesn't he?
I can't say enough about him. But so that's about it. I think I've wound this little conversation up with you. But it's always good to get on here and talk with you, Mickey.
Well, it's a shame things like that happen, man. And just I don't know, man. When the weather's iffy like that, it just better just stay at home. It, you know, I know everybody.
Man,
it is some high winds and high waves and bad currents. I mean, it's just good for nothing.
When I was 12, 13 years old, as I said, like you were too, we were. Man, I didn't have a lick of sense. I didn't. I knew them emergency room doctors by their first name.
If it hadn't been for my parents, like, I'd have been dead a long time ago, you know, doing stupid stuff. I mean, and when I grew up, they taught us to respect that water, man. You just don't play with it. You'll never win.
That's right. My dad would give us a lot of rain, and it just about the time we were really, really getting stupid, it snatched us out of the problem, you know, and kind of, yeah. Now my mom was the opposite. She was a mother hen. If we hung around her, we couldn't do anything, so we avoided her like the plague. Run bath water, it was no more than about 8 or 9 inches of bath water. That's all we'd get because she didn't want us to drown in that bathtub, you know. But my dad was different. He let us go until it was time to thump us on the head. But anyway, that's the way things go. And I just feel terrible for the family that lost their boy.
Yeah,
and
that's
here
crazy.
We are in the holiday season. It's bad. But anyway,
yeah,
Mickey,
family will never be the
I hope
same,
people
man. Bless her hearts.
Yeah, anybody listening, you take experience, your own and others, and try to mold it into something that can be productive. And I just hope everybody will be safe. But going to be nice out here this day today.
Yeah,
I don't know about tomorrow.
It's a great day today. It's going to be really nice. I like this kind of weather this time of year. All right, Dave. Yeah. Well, hey, man, throw out a number for Boyd's One Stop and all that, and I'll be talking to you next week. Look forward to it.
All right, Mickey. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dyke Road, right at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Open 24 hours still. And 409-945-4001. The grill's cooking some good stuff in Texas City. And the one in Santa Fe on Highway 6, they're cranking out some good vittles, too. Thank you so much, Mickey. Y'all take
care.
Hey,
thank you, Dave. You have a good one. I'll talk to you next Friday, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Later. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way now and check in with Captain Steve Hillman. Stevie, what's up, bud?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Getting ready to go play with these trout again, hopefully.
Well, we'll
hopefully
play with
some
you.
Cooperation. Do what?
They'll play with you.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they're I heard you've been on hard. Such a roll lately. We put your boat in the water and the fish are already looking for you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Big Daddy. Let me have some of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like magic.
Oh, yeah. Nothing to it, is it?
Nothing to it.
Nothing to it. Just slimy old wormy speckled trout, buddy.
That's right. Now, at least the weather's cooperated all week other than Monday.
Yeah, that was lost a little bit of a blow there, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't help but keep laughing at that video you put up. I'm catching that redfish.
Oh, man. That was nuts.
You know, at least he ate it out of the good side of his mouth. The hook, somebody lost it the other side of the mouth, so he ate your slamming chicken on the other side of his mouth. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You were just trying to hook that. The leader, huh, and reel it in, and he ate your lure. That's crazy.
That's it. And I made a good catch. That was my first try at it. It was about 20 yards from the boat, and my customer saw the – he said, what's that red thing right under the surface?
That's a popping cork.
I think it's a popping cork, and then it would kind of come up and it'd go down. I said, man, that's got a fish on it. I said, I'm going to catch that leader and see what – I expected it to have a hard head or something on it, you know, and I was throwing a little 1/8-ounce Pro Elite jig head. We're in about 4.5 feet of water right there. And,
right.
And I flicked it out there and the wind, the current, everything was perfect. My worm sank down and I felt a little resistance, but it was more of a strike, you know. I mean, I'm like, okay, so I got the leader. And then I'm fighting this redfish. Like, dang, he ate my worm. But I've never had that happen. That was crazy. I mean, we always see those corks.
The funniest thing about it, it wasn't even a keeper. It was an undersized redfish. Boy, they had some good fishing line they broke that off on.
I learned more to the story.
Did you?
I'm not going to say any names. Okay. I'm not going to say any names. But whenever I was cleaning fish, I was talking to Eric Renteria, and I showed him the video, and he already knew, or he talked to another guy that broke that fish off and was telling him how big of a red he broke off and all this stuff.
Oh boy.
it was like 19 inches.
That's a giant, man.
Yeah, big had a big fish story to go
the
with
big
it.
Big one always gets away, man. The big one broke me off.
I kind of ruined that for him.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it just shows you how small this bay fish is to be 600 square miles and then I'm hooking a fish that somebody else broke off probably a couple days before or day before or whatever. But it's like that trout I caught about 3 years ago over in West Bay. I caught a trout with a croaker hook and leader in its mouth. You know, it still ate my lure. But, I mean, a lot of our spots, I'm lucky enough to have a few areas that are kind of, not well known certain times of year, but most of our spots, let's face it, have just become a revolving door. We're all kind of just rotating our crops, you know what I mean?
Right.
And as big as this bay is,
it's fishing we're all small, fishing. Isn't it?
It does. It really does. And especially this time of year, now that the water temps are dropping, these fish are starting to bunch up in certain areas. It's just, it fishes even smaller. But even with the salinity being as high as it is, which I like, because the fish are more spread out than they would be in a fall where we had a lot of freshwater runoff, which thank God we don't have. But I'm just praying that we can get, you know, some base populations of trout reestablished in some areas like over your way and then in East Bay. And, you know, we've had a really, really good week. A really good week. Every day. Every day's been great. Oh, my God, there must be some kind of corporate event. Man, there goes my good mood. Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
You wouldn't believe all the trucks here. This is not fun.
Usually there's nobody there this time of year.
There's been no one. There's been no one. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, we'll deal with it. I have two guys again today. I've been spoiled this week. I've just had two guys each day. But you know, I started out the week Tuesday. I was a little concerned because the tide went way, way out with that front. Water temperature dropped like 15 degrees in freaking 48 hours. And I figured those fish would be in shock. And, you know, a lot of times everybody talks about these fronts, how they're going to trigger these fish. Well, usually the first big front, it'll lock them up instead of triggering
it
them.
It will. You get usually too much of a water temperature drop and the tides, and it kind of puts them in shock, like, you know.
Exactly. And it's usually, in my experience, my opinion, two or three fronts in. That's when these fish start getting acclimated to the new conditions, the fall type conditions. That's when they really start snapping. But this front, it started out slow for us. David Carroll and Mike Silva. And I went to an area I hadn't really caught much, just to get out of the wind. It was blowing a little bit that morning, and we caught a bunch of little fish, more little fish than I've seen. And only caught a couple of legal fish. And then the wind started backing off a little bit, and I was able to kind of get back to what I was doing. But what I was doing before that front wasn't working for us. We only caught a few more. And I think we had like six legal fish at like 8 o'clock or something like that. And I went to an area where I haven't really caught much, but I told them, and I told you on the radio about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that there were some areas that were setting up well for when it gets cooler, that just looked good. The bait was pulling in there, yeah. All this other stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I told them, and I was kind of pulling my hair out. I said, we're going to go to this one area. There's a few fish there, but, you know, they should be pulling in there with the temperature drop and whatnot. And they were in there really good. We caught a lot of fish. We caught 18 or 19 in there. And, they did. I played some big time customer golf on Tuesday, man. I was just watching the show until I finally got with the program. And I knew what the deal was. We'd gone up on a shallow flat near some deep water, and just had kind of littered with little clusters of live oyster, and no bait to speak of, no slicks, nothing. It was just a spot. And David's throwing a watermelon, I think it's a watermelon red, Little John, and on an 1/8 ounce Pro Elite jig head. And Mike was throwing a Flamingo Flash, that newer color by Bass Assassin.
Yeah, that pink.
It's about as pink as pink could ever be.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bait.
It is, and it's got some glitter in it. And our water was green and streaky. It wasn't clear, but it had that sandy green color to it.
Right.
It's actually good fishing water. And Mike was throwing that on a Pro Elite jig head, 1/8 ounce Pro Elite jig head. I was still throwing the conventional 1/8 ounce because we had been fishing some deeper water. And I don't know what I had. Oh, I had my chartreuse silver glitter on. And I was just watching the show. I watched them catch 8 or 9 fish. And then I finally switched over, and I started catching some, but really, in all honesty, it was more, they just had it. They had it going on. I mean, it was more about the Indian than the arrow that morning. They just, they put on a clinic, you know, but it was fun to watch. But so that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday was just like last Wednesday, last week. And we have one day a week like this, it seems like, where everything just clicks. Everything just goes off.
Right.
And Wednesday was that day. It just went crazy. I mean, it started out kind of just dead. And I was kind of scratching my head and wondering, okay, what the hell's going on? Because I know how many fish I'm on. and we started catching a few dinks. And you know, how many times have we seen this? We catch a few dinks, few sand trout, and then something triggers and those bigger fish, right. They were there the whole time. They were there the whole time. And then they started eating. And that was Wednesday. I don't think we had a fish till like, I don't know, 6:45, something like that. Mm-hmm. And man, when that sun came up and like peeked over the horizon, it was just, I mean, shrimp hopping out of the water, shad buzzing. And we absolutely blistered them, Wednesday. And I never say that, but that's how it was good. It was just really, really sure. good.
Oh yeah.
And, we pulled off of them at 8 o'clock, and I just had two guys. We'd already caught 35 legal trout. And then we went red fishing. You know, I've been doing a lot of that stuff, trying to find these open water schools, and it was calm. And, I don't think we found a school that day. You know, some days those schools are up, and other days, even though the conditions are right for them, you can't find a school. Of course, they're all oversized. It's just it's a customer deal. I don't even cast, but we have been catching some slot reds. But that day we went into hit the shorelines, went into some bio drains and stuff. And of course we're catching beautiful flounder just about every day that you can't keep.
Well, naturally, and we caught, you can't keep them. They're there. Yeah, and we caught them.
That's right. And we caught like another 10 legal trout, you know, fishing for reds, caught a bunch of rats. We're catching so many rat reds right now. It's insane. Anyway, then yesterday, had two guys again, and, it was a slower day yesterday for sure. It was more of a pick and peck deal, but we still had 20 something nice trout, sure. And we messed with the reds for a while. Most of our reds were oversized yesterday. We only had one in the slot. They were over or under, but, it's overall, man, it's November. It's supposed to be decent, you know? But what I am seeing and what we always see is once we get further away from the cold front, once everything starts warming up like it did yesterday, last 2 days, these fish, they just don't have that sense of urgency. They're just not aggressive like they were earlier in the week coming off the heels of that front. We know they're there, but they're not as bunched up as they were. They're more spread out, and the bites got real soft yesterday. They weren't nearly as aggressive. They're laying down there fat and happy, you know.
Yeah, they're filled up, got a full gut, and hey, they're in the recliner right now.
Exactly. That's what I said yesterday. I said, man, they're just laying down there like after they ate Thanksgiving dinner watching football in the recliner. You know, they're not. They don't want to do anything.
That's fishing, baby.
But everything. Oh, we did have two good mornings on top water. I forgot about that. I think it was a Wednesday morning and was it Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday? I think Wednesday and yesterday morning. Yeah, Wednesday and yesterday morning we had a decent little topwater bite. But my topwater bite's been super, super early. And then once the sun gets on up, it's strictly a worm deal.
Sure.
And yesterday our best color by far, we went back to Old Faithful Slamming Chicken. Well, you saw that little video. Oh, that's the color we're throwing. But
I saw that's the first thing I noticed was that Slamming Chicken.
Yeah, with the water, it's a great bait, man. God dang. But it's just a good universal color. It works in so many conditions. And our water got a little dirty yesterday.
Guess what?
I don't know.
Favorite color of mine that's in that bait, purple.
Yeah, exactly. Your purple Little John.
Deep purple, baby.
But we're catching a lot of fish on Little Johns, a lot of fish on the little Bass Assassin P&Bs.
Right.
Honestly, like I said earlier, I don't know if it matters. It's like when me and Mike and David were fishing the other day, and then I had Rusty Plackmire with me one day, him and Frankie, and we were all throwing different colors.
Yeah, and you just got to be on fish, man. That's the ticket.
Yeah,
if you're on fish, it's all going to work if everything's right.
All right,
Steve. Well, hey, man, enjoy your corporate outing over there today watching all that. Somebody wants to come fish Galveston with you this winter, give them a number so they can reach out to you, buddy.
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right. Thanks for the honest, reputable update. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, Hillman. Later, buddy.
All righty.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.